Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sinai Nation, welcome here to another Friday afternoon, wrapping up NWA Blue Collar Wrestling Month. Real quick, before we jump into things, there's some show notes. Tonight, WCWO running as usual at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, PWS in Piedmont, Alabama, All-Star Wrestling up in Surrey, British Columbia, PWA in Cheshire, Connecticut, Shine running Tampa, Florida, NWA Supreme in Seymour, Indiana, PPW in Bertrand, Michigan, and MVW in Belmont, North Carolina, featuring Casey Carlisle, whom I love, tomorrow night. NWA Mid-South in Dyersburg, Tennessee, featuring Gary Michael Capetta. GCW in Bell City, Alabama. AWF in Glendale, Arizona. RCW in Ponoka, Alberta. ECCW in Westminster, British Columbia. VIPW in Courtney, British Columbia. EWF in Baldwin Park, California. IWL in City of Industry, California. AIWF in Jasper, Georgia. MACW in Mount Airy, Georgia. FCW in Freeport, Illinois. MPW in Kansas City, Kansas. AWF in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Future Stars of Wrestling in Las Vegas, Nevada. IWF in Nutley, New Jersey. NAWA in Newland, North Carolina. UEW in East Ridge, Tennessee. Lone Star Championship Wrestling in Cypress, Texas. And Booker T's Reality of Wrestling tomorrow night in Texas City, Texas. Without further ado, I would like to welcome the guest this week. He is manager at NWA Blue Collar. Sarge, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure. Listening to everything that's going on, it sounds like independent wrestling's doing well. You know? You there?
Definitely. Yes, I'm here. It definitely sounds like independent wrestling is very, very healthy. Now, being as this is your first time with us, you're going to get our traditional first-timer question, Sarge. What got you involved in professional wrestling?
Well, for those of you that don't know, I'm not a teenager. I've been following this all my life, and I always wanted to get a little something, and I met Tex Thompson a few years ago and told him what I'd like to do, and thanks to him and Lone Star, they sort of made it happen, and Tex calls it my, it started out just walking out with him, and it's grown to working with, I've worked with some greats in professional wrestling that are sort of semi-retired, but that have come to the Northwest, and it's been a lot of fun. Been a great learning experience, as well as you know. So
you're saying you're not a teenager?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not. I'm just a little bit over the teenage years.
We learn something on this show constantly. Now, when you first met Tex Thompson, were you familiar with Tex and his career, or was it something that you weren't really familiar with him, but he was the guy that was going to open the door for you?
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right there. I had no... I'd been, as far as the Portland wrestling scene, I sort of been lost in it for a while. I followed it for many, many, many years back in the Don Owens heydays, but when he shut things down and it was hard to find something, I really got back into it when Rowdy started back with doing his Portland Uncut, and I went to a house show in Milwaukee, and that's how I met Tex. And then I've learned about Tex's career and his program and everything, and it's you know, it's been fun. It's been a good learning experience, and I've had a lot of fun along the way. So, and we're not done yet. So,
one of the things I wanted to ask you about was just recently you were at an NWA Blue Collar show. It looked like you went down. You were attended to by the security. You were not at the last show. Do you want to update people what exactly happened and what the status of Sarge is for this coming week?
Well, Sarge will be there. And I wasn't well, what happened is Tex went out, and we went out. I'm also part of the North Portland Wrecking Crew, and managed that, and I walked out with Tex and Tony Stetson. They got up in the ring, and I went to step up, and I missed a step, and I tried to hang on to Tony, and I realized that wasn't going to work, and so I just let go, and down I went, and I pulled a hamstring on my left leg, and I wasn't feeling too good last week. So it's in fact today it still hurts, but I'll be there Sunday to help start the show like I always do with the colors, and then represent one or two of my wrestlers, depends on who's there. But I know Lone Star is going to be there, so I know for sure I'll be going out with him. That is if our friend who I do the talking for, the Butcher, if he's there, then I just work strictly with the Butcher. And that's been a lot of fun working with him. For those that don't know, he asked me, well, he never said a word to me. He just pointed at me and told me to come get a belt, and I've been working with him ever since. So it's nice to be able to work with somebody without ever saying a word, just looking at each other, and even though he wears a mask, we sort of connect and know what's supposed to happen next. And have you seen that a few times, because you've been inside that squirrel circle when I've been standing on the outside of it.
Indeed so. Nonverbal communication is how I broke into this business and learned it, so definitely an important thing to know. Now,
that it is.
Recently, the Butcher came to the aid of another NWA Blue Collar manager, Paul Moonshine, who is seeking retribution against Tommy Celsius. What was your role in all of this, and what's the relationship between yourself and Paul Moonshine?
Oh, we're good friends, and we sort of, you know, support each other. I support him and his Moonshiners, and we don't want anything. You know that the Butcher won't let anything happen to me, or, as you've seen, to Paul Moonshine. So, in fact, we also, that same night, we went to the aid of Sunny Days, and Sunny was out there with Pa, so, we would never let anything happen to her either, so we were sort of sitting in the back watching it and seeing what went on, and that's when we both came out in Sonny's match and took care of that person that the crash dummy, whatever that thing is, was she was wrestling. But that's how that all came about.
Speaking of one Miss Days, women's wrestling is something that is kind of sporadic at NWA Blue Collar. They're, in general, in the Pacific Northwest, there's not a lot of female talent. The ones that are there, you have Miss Days, of course, and Kate Carney's very good. You have a few very new girls that are starting their careers. In general, what's your opinion of women's wrestling, and do you see it making a big return there in NWA Blue Collar?
Well, personally, I like it. I think it's a part. You take some of the, for instance, I'm not going to mention any names, but you take some of the other big promotions that in the either in the past or now, some are no longer in existence, unfortunately, that have had, in one way or another, have had women involved, either as wrestling and some as managers. Not going to mention any names, but I personally think it should come back. And I know for a fact, like, once again, I'm not going to mention any names, but our owner's daughter just loves it when she sees another couple of girls in there wrestling. I have friends that like to watch, you know, that have a lot of fun watching the women wrestle. And I know the guys, and these are women, and I know the guys do too. So I think, you know, and I agree with you, the talent is not that great. There's, you go south away or you go east. You know, I had the pleasure last year of being at the Colorado reunion and sort of working with Andrea the Giant. She's a nice lady, and some of the other gals that were there, they had a nice turnout of women wrestlers at that, and I'd love to. I tried to work on some of them to see if we can't get some this way, because that's something I feel would really help out not only the Blue Collar, but all the other promotions. And like you say, Kate Carney, I've seen her wrestle at a couple different promotions, and she does really good. So, and I do, not to mention any names, I don't do that, but I do make my rounds when I can, and I'm sure you do too, to other promotions in the Pacific Northwest, just to see what the talent's like and who's in health. And I have, over the last few years, made quite a few friends, so I work at different promotions, and I like to go see them and see how they're progressing.
Little known fact, I once managed Andrea the Giant in the state of Washington. That really happened.
Oh, cool. She's neat. I like her.
Now, Paul, anytime people get into the ring, there's always a risk of something unexpected happening. Injuries occur. Incidents with fans, unfortunately, sometimes occur. Some of the things that happen get downright scary. In your time so far in the business, what has been the scariest moment for you personally?
I had a wrestle. I think you were there when it happened. We had that big cage match. I think you were there that night. And a former champion is no longer... he gave up the belt, so I'm sort of not going to say names. But anyway, he sort of blindsided me and choked me, and of course, he put me down. It was a little, who likes to be have something happen to him if they're not, if they, you know. And I have real good peripheral vision, and I didn't see it coming. And so, if you see it coming, it's one thing, but if you don't see it coming, And I'm sure you've had the same thing, and we sort of talked about this a little bit after that, I think, and we've had a couple conversations in the locker room there, and that was probably, that in the time of Damon, I'll mention his name, Damon Seitz threw me in the ring. I was outside, and as I went in, my head hit the bottom turnbuckle and sort of skinned it a little bit, but other than that, for the most part, as they call me, the old man or pops, they for the most part leave me alone. So but most of the guys just yell at me. You heard them do it. So call me the old man. So, which I'm old enough to be most of them's either dad or grandfather. So.
Yeah, anyway. I've had my run-in with Damon Scythe before as well. If you'll ask anyone that's been there for a while about my eye incident with Damon Scythe, they can tell you. Although it probably growing in legend compared to the actual events, but
oh, sure.
Yeah, definitely some scary stuff. Now, there's no bad blood between you and the person that would have assaulted you at the cage match, is there?
Oh, no. No, in fact, we talked about it afterwards. And no, we're fine. In fact, that's, you never know. I've been talking about a couple people about maybe going, doing a little out-of-state road work as a manager, so I just might end up with out there with not managing that person, but probably in the same venue at the same time with that person. So I don't know. We'll just have to see how things go. I put myself out there. I got a couple people that I'm, you know, because I, you know, it's like I said in the beginning, it's something I was, as a kid growing up, I was real skinny, and it took me a long time to put on, not that I wanted to, but it took me a long time to put on the weight that I have on me, and so I, you know, never thought about being a wrestler, but I always wanted to be a manager, and I'm not, once again, not mentioned any names, but let's put it this way. I've watched many Hall of Fame wrestlers, and many Hall of Fame managers, and some that may not be in a Hall of Fame somewhere yet that should be. I've watched how they handle people. And I'll mention one name that I think everybody has watched at one time or another. And simply I'll just say I've watched The Brain. You know who I'm talking about.
I do. Although it hurts me in my left kidney a little bit that he didn't say me. I'm in a Hall of Fame. I used to manage.
Oh, are you?
HPW okay. Class of 13 Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that. Well, then I'll mention your name then. Because, well, you and I have always hit it off from the very first time, and you gave me some pointers along the way, knowing that I was new in a way to this, even though I've been following it for, I'm going to get my age away here, but probably about 60, 65 years. So, and I probably was about 4 or 5 when I started watching wrestling, and I've been following it ever since. So, I pay attention to what's going on. So, you might say I'm a student of this, of the wrestling business.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned traveling to different areas. Do you have any location in particular that's your dream location where you want to go manage in that area specifically?
Well, you know, it would be fun to go to Indiana because I have a cousin and her husband, and he's a drag racer, and they don't live from Indianapolis, from the Speedway there, and he's a, you know, and I would love to go to Indiana somewhere not too far from where they live and manage somebody and have them come watch me work. That'd be fun. Because her and I are really close and so on. And, you know, I have some close friends that, and you, as well, you know, I have a friend that goes with me a lot. And she, you know, watches, you know, she watches and pays attention to what I do. In fact, she watched me go when I took that fall. I said, now, what exactly happened? And she told me. So that's why I can say it, because she was sitting right there at ringside watching.
Now, if only you knew someone that was in a Hall of Fame in the state of Indiana that was within 30 miles of Speedway, Indiana. If only that could happen. We'll have to think on that. Have to do some thinking. Now, we have a game we play on this show. You're a perfect candidate for this game. It's a bit of a psychological game called Word Association. I'll throw out the names of some people that you have come across, the first word or two that pops into your mind that would be your answer. Are you prepared to play a round of word association?
Oh, sure.
All right, here we go. First name, T-Rex.
Really cool.
Scarlet.
Who?
Scarlet.
Scarlet. I probably know who that is, but I can't think of, you know.
Think role models valet.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Very fun to work with. We've stood on the opposite side of the rings a few times, and it's a fun person to work with. Enjoy her.
Lone Star.
One of my guys. He calls me Pops, and I call him Son. And just a great guy.
Tony Stetson.
Another friend. First time I met him, he had sex if I could walk him out. So I told you how things are going with us. Great guy.
J.B. Moonshine.
Another great guy. I really haven't worked with him. I've watched him a lot.
Wade Hess.
Another one that I like. I think he's neat. If I make go for a second here, the reason why he is so high in my book, if I may, is that his son, he has brought his son into the wrestling business, and that goes to 190% in my book of great. I think when I see a father work with their children, either be a boy or girl, it just they go to the top of the list of being great in my mind.
Zach Winters.
Sort of a goofball, but good kid. But he's I've had my run in with him a couple times.
Bob Hardy.
Great friend. This business, the wrestling business, needs a bunch of Bob Hardys. And you get Bob Hardy, and both I and Bob Hardy at an event when I'm not managing somebody, I'm just the spectator. We can have more fun together giving these guys a hard time.
Will Huckabee.
Will Huckabee. I know, but it just doesn't ring a bell. Help me out here.
You might have seen him face Bad Blood for the NWA Continental title.
Oh, him. Oh, first impression. Very first impression. Very nice person. Yeah, I'll give you my first impression of him. And 90% of the time you can take my first impression of somebody to the bank. Okay, because if I tell you, that they are in. But no, I thought it was very nice.
Butcher.
One of the greatest friends that a person could ever have. You don't want to cross him, because he will make you pay the piper, but him and I have became good friends. And like I said earlier, I work with a man, and he is, you've been inside that squared circle when you see me have to work and get him away from five or six guys that he was going to beat up. So he's not afraid of nobody. And I'm no little small person, and he's just a little bit bigger than me, and it's a bit of a pleasure and a highlight of my so far as being a manager career of working with the man. the other people, Tex and Lone Star, it's all been fun, and, you know, all the other ones I've worked with, you know, all right there, but, you know, he's fun to work with.
Darkness.
Strange character. So once again, I've had a couple run-ins with him. And I'm pretty sure that there'll come a time when the Butcher and him and the Butcher will meet face to face. But I know that that skull will not save him.
The last name, Petrov.
I don't like that Russian. It's the Sarge. I'm a United States Marine. It's why, and it's simply I go by the Sarge. When I got in the Marine Corps, I was a sergeant, E5. And I'm a red-blooded American, and he's a Russian that doesn't respect our play. And so, therefore, I don't respect him. Real quick, too, I'm also a Vietnam veteran, so those listening can understand, I would hope, understand why I am like I am, and you and I are friends on Facebook, and you see all my military posts, so you understand where I'm coming from.
Very true. Well, at this time, we have been joined by QT Vokes, so this help you as I pass things over to QT.
Well, thank you, son guy. Hello, Sarge.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Sarge, I just got done with a colonoscopy, and I'm sitting here at a Buffalo Wild Wings having my first meal in about 29 and a half hours.
Uh-huh. You're going to have some spicy wings, are you?
Sign guy failed to mention one person in his word association, and that's Big B. What's your word association for Big B?
For who now?
Yes. For Big B.
Oh, Big B? Big B,
oh, okay. All right.
Nice guy. Even though he's big.
Just one thing.
You know, I've had a run-in with him in the past, and I understand he made his debut back again last Sunday, and I was not there. So if we share this Sunday, I'll see how things go.
Wow, all right. Okay, and here's a question. As a Marine, were you ever stationed in Okinawa?
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
Well, I was in Okinawa for a short time on my way to and from to Vietnam.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's kind of like a volcanic island with ash out in the island, out in the middle of nowhere.
I know.
But it was very crucial launching point toward our invasion in Japan. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I come from a Marine Corps family. My father was with the outfit that built the airstrip on Guadalcanal.
Ooh, Guadalcanal, all right. Ooh. Did you have any uncles or nephews fighting on Tarawa?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now, Sarge, to kick off blue-collar wrestling, you yourself pretty much lay the foundations when you come out with the flag and you tell everyone to remove their hats, including ladies. Does that also include transgender people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know,
all right.
Well, here's the deal. Actually, if you're a woman, you do not have to remove, and I've said this, but people don't, I've said this in the past, but you don't have, a lady does not have to remove her hat. If you are at a military function and a woman will leave their hat on, a man most of the time will take their cover off. Speaking military-wise, as a military person, I refer to your hat as a cover. That's what Marines call them. Because, in fact, they do cover your head, right?
Yes.
So, anyway, so you know what I do, and I'm curious. Now you got me curious. I want to stop here in a second and see if you ask me another question or something I do.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think it would be a good idea in 2016 if Bob Moonshine and I formed a rap band, keeping in mind that music and wrestling have a symbiotic relationship?
Yeah. Well, there
oh,
is.
Okay.
A lot of, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Okay, I'm going to answer. Okay, and I'm going to back you up here. Now,
yes.
You know, I bring the flag out, and I ask everybody to please rise and remove their hat. Then after the young lady, whoever it may be, is in the ring with the flag, comes over and gives it to me, and when the music stopped and they're done waving the flag, as they hand me the flag, do you remember what I say?
You say, thank you.
Nope.
And God bless the troops.
I say, what I say is play ball.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's, if you're
yes.
at a, you know, baseball game or something after that, everybody says play ball. My thing is, it's the same thing I've been doing for I couldn't tell you how long. And I've always told people, if you're at a function where either we're doing a the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and I don't say play ball, that means I'm not alive, basically, you know. So, and I wait till it's nice and quiet so I can say it so everybody hears it. And I, you know, there's been people in the past that didn't know why, and I've explained it to them. But anyway, that's a Paul Harvey moment there. That's the rest of the story.
Oh, rest of the story. Yes, okay. Very good. All right. Now, are you going to be in action this Sunday at Blue Collar Wrestling?
Yeah, I'll be there. Lone Star, I'll be there. And like I was saying earlier, if the Butcher is there, then I'll probably not go out with Lone Star, but just Lone Star. I just have to see how it's there. I got a couple people I work with. And I'm working on changing a couple things in appearance. And right now, you know, you see me in my Marine Corps vest and everything. And I have one other item that I have to get that I've been looking for. And then once I get that, and then we'll start wearing a uniform with a, well, I'll tell you what it is. We'll wear a, in tribute to the Vietnam era, we're going to wear, even though Marines didn't wear them, but we're going to wear tiger stripes, and we're going to I'm going to wear a campaign hat. Those campaign hats go way back. Our campaign hat, of course, with a Marine Corps Golden Anchor in the center of it. And that will be the official Sarge uniform.
Wow, fantastic. I will look forward to see that in the upcoming weeks. And, well, Sarge, my brother drove me to my colonoscopy, and now we're back at Wild Wings, and the food has arrived, so I better be sociable to my brother that took a day off and transported me. Yes.
Okay. Which
all
wild
right, just talking with you, Sarge. Yes.
Yeah.
And be aware of that Paul Moonshine. He's a crafty individual. Yes.
I will.
Oh, okay. Bye now.
Thank
you,
QT.
Sunday.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, Sarge, we were talking about Bob Hardy a little bit earlier, I'm sure. In the couple of years you've been doing this, you've come across some of your fans, good and bad experiences, I'm sure, like everyone. What's been some of your favorite fan moments?
Let's see. I guess it's, I got a big heart for kids, you know, and it's just when the, I no more started this, started coming from the back, and Candace and her kids, from Candace and her children, were, you know, just, they call themselves all the Sergeant's Fan Club. And so it's been that, and, you know, and then for those that don't know, the, you know, here a while back, we were always doing intermission, and we'd go out and set up the ring. Well, here lately, we've been doing the table thing, which I think is really cool. And we've had, and it's been fun because you, I don't know, you get more experience that way. And I know if somebody, and then the crowd also just walking. I tell you what's really fun, and this is more leading towards the butcher, is when we walk, when I walk out, and they don't do too much. They know it's music, of course. But the minute he comes out of them curtain from the out in the back and steps out there, the place goes crazy. And that's really neat to be a part of that. And like I say, I have had, I've had one fan, a little lady, or a little person come up to me and say, are you, you know, that person doesn't like me. Can you protect me? I said, they told me who it was. Had me some Russian guy. But anyway, I said, don't worry, he won't bother you. So, and sometimes I think some, this particular person, I think just, you may sort of think that's happening, whether it is or not. But anyway, I wouldn't let anything to happen to anybody. But it's just, it, you know, I've had more positive than negativity. And, and you know what I wear, so, and I wear it because of being a proud American and a Marine, but, you know, I have people, you know, I don't, let's put it this way, I don't wear it to hear somebody say, oh, thank you for your service. I wear it because of being a proud American, and I jokingly say I have my gang colors on. And I've never, this statement I'm about to make, I have never had anybody argue with me in all the years I've done it. And that is, I tell people I belong to the world's largest legal gang. Marines, we don't look for trouble, but we won't back away from it either. So, and you, and now we've known each other for a while, so you know where I'm coming from with that.
Now, you also have been out there and you've seen Paul Moonshine get seriously injured. He had a powdery white substance later revealed through toxicity reports to be baby powder tossed in his eyes. He was pile-driven by Tommy Celsius. It required serious neck surgery. He later had a severely injured hand at the hands of Havoc. Seeing Paul get some very serious injuries, has that made you a little bit leery of being injured yourself as a manager at ringside, knowing that there is a history of NWA blue collar managers suffering some pretty horrific injuries?
Oh, yeah. Would I want to thank whoever was silly enough to try something like that? Would, because I have, because again, I'm not going to mention names, but you know as well as I do, I have some pretty big friends. And I've said others, and I'll, it's a line out of a, from a character in a TV show, and I sort of said this, I pity the fool that tries to do something to me.
All right. Now, here in the Pacific Northwest, we have commissions. Every state's different. Some states have none at all. Some have very lax commissions. Some have very, very strict ones. What's your opinion in general on wrestling commissions?
You know, I never really gave it a thought. I'm under the understanding that the state of Oregon is changing their approach to professional wrestling and not restricting it as much as they do the martial arts or the boxing. So, and I'm not familiar with the state, this, even though I live here in the state of Washington. I'm in Vancouver, Washington, that is. I'm not all that familiar with the commission in the state of Washington. I've heard, I can remember back in the 80s, late 70s and all through the 80s, when Don Owens' promotion was going to every school in the country, every school around and stuff, which we followed in quite a bit. And I ask people now, how come we can't do it? And they say, we need this, that, and the other. And which makes it to, from my understanding, I could be wrong, but from my understanding, it makes it really hard on the promoter because the cost, you know, you may not, if you don't get a good crowd, then you have to, you know, you have to pay your wrestlers, and if you have to have an ambulance and other things there, then, you know, from a business standpoint, it's cost prohibitive. And so I don't know, because I don't live right now too far from a venue, two venues that they used to work at here in Southwest.
Washington Commission is a bit cost prohibitive when you factor in everything they require. Now, we have a second game we play on this show. I think you'll be perfect for this. We call this game Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk. The way it works, I'll ask you a series of two options. The one that you prefer, that is your answer. Are you prepared for a round of Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. The first one, coal miner's glove on a pole match or a cage match?
Oh, the glove match.
Submission or pinfall?
Submission.
Headbutt or elbow smash?
Elbow.
Water or Gatorade?
Bladder.
Colt 45 or a Luger?
Luger.
Boxing or MMA?
I'm an old schooler. Boxing.
Harley Race or Jack Briscoe?
Who again? Harley Race.
Suplex or body slam?
Suplex.
The final one, Noah or New Japan?
Not familiar with either one, but I think I want to say New Japan.
All right. We are also running a contest on this show. The official referee for America's favorite wrestling-themed Ramones core pop-punk band, the Razor Ramones, one Beast Barnett, is going back to college. He is letting the listeners of this very show and our guests decide where and what he'll study. We need your submission first for where Beast Barnett should go to college.
Well, I was born and raised in Southern California. I'll just say University of Southern California.
Good choice. Now, what should his study be? That is the sub-contest.
They do have a good deal there. Sports medicine.
sports medicine. All right, that is being logged down in the official submission notebook here. All right. Well, Sarge, if you could put together a dream match for you to be involved in, be it managing a guy or what have you, what's the dream match that has not taken place yet for you?
Oh, geez. Well, I tell you, actually it has, but they could never wrestle. They would never wrestle again in a ring together. Can I go way back? Is it something of somebody's wrestling today, or can I go back in the history books?
It's a dream match, so you could go back.
I would love to have been able to stand in a corner with Dick Byers, the original Destroyer, as he wrestled Mel Marquis. That's on tape. You can watch it. I'd love to. It's a match that's already happened. I've seen it, and I'd love to have been there. I would have given anything to be there. I've met and spent time with the Destroyer, Dick Byers, and a classy, classy, classy gentleman. He was, the whole time that we were at the Cauliflower Reunion last year, I never saw him without his mask on. He lives it like, that's how, to me, if I may, that's how it's supposed to be done.
Definitely one of the all-time greats was Dick Byers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, at NWA Blue Collar, we're an NWA affiliate, and we've brought in a lot of wrestlers from different NWA organizations from across the country. We've had Will Huckabee. We've had Chaz Taylor in. Lots of great talent come in. And recently, Team High Def was in from one of the California affiliates. Looking at the NWA as a whole, as it stands right now, who are a couple people that you would like to see make their way to Oregon for you to manage NWA Blue Collar?
Oh, that's easy. As long as the red-blooded Americans and I guess you might, because for those of them who don't know, I'm, I don't know, what you would call a baby face, however you want to say it. I am, and so, a champion. I've met a couple of the NWA champions from the back in the Midwest. There is the current, or a tag team. I missed out on that High Def. I wanted to be there, but I was not able to. I missed out on that. I'm, and to me, it'd be fun to, it'd really be fun to manage somebody that you've managed, and that is, we talked about her, and that is, that'd be fun to work with Andrea.
Absolutely. That would be a very interesting thing. We'll have to see if we can't get her back to NWA Blue Collar. It's been quite a while since she was up our way.
I know.
Now, one of the buzzwords going around wrestling for the last few years, as we learn more and more about what these really are and the long-term effects, is concussion. There was recently a movie that came out based on the real story of how they determined it was affecting people long-term in different sports. Wrestling definitely has seen a lot of people suffer long-term effects from concussions. It ended the career of Bret Hart. What's your feelings on concussions as they relate to independent professional wrestling?
Who? Oh boy. That is, I stood outside that square circle long enough as a, either sat or stood outside that square circle long enough to watch, and they, knowing they tried to protect themselves, but we all know that, your head is the, probably one of the softest things on your body, it's a scary thought, I should put it that way. I truthfully don't have an answer for that.
At some point, remind me to tell you the story of the time I had a concussion, a contusion, a subdermal hematoma, and still tried to make my way to Kentucky for my shot. It's a great story.
Okay, I look forward to hearing it.
Sarge, at NWA Blue Collar, of course, we're there at North Portland. I've seen you pop up at a few other promotions, doing a little bit of scouting, a little bit of reconnaissance. You don't have to go into names or details if you don't want, but are you looking to kind of expand the presence of Sarge in the Pacific Northwest during 2016?
Oh, I'd like to. Sure, that's that. You might say that's a dream match type thing. I've been asked by another promotion to periodically present colors at their venues. So I've done that. I'm always open for that. I have. Two uniforms. I have the Tigers, and I also have a black set of black, BDUs. It's all represents for POWMIA, which is very near and dear to my heart. So, military-wise, I do. But I'm looking, that's the military-wise, but like I say, I've talked to a few. I've got some that and that, but, it is what it is. I do know that I need to put some type of promotional video together, and maybe that so they can see what I can and what I can do, and what I or can or what I do do. You know, so go from there. So if you know anybody looking for a manager, here I am.
All right. Well, Sarge, we have a few minutes left on the show today, so I want to give some time to you. If there's anything you'd like to say to the listeners today, plug and promote anything you got, social medias, merchandises, upcoming shows, your favorite car wash, whatever it is you want to plug and promote, floor is all yours.
Well, thank you. I really don't have much other than, for those in the Pacific Southern, in the Portland, Vancouver area that are listening, Sunday nights is a fun night at Blue Collar Wrestling. Support your local wrestlers. That's, as you mentioned, you've seen me at other venues doing other things as a fan or whatever. And it's real important. And, because like I can say, I remember what the 80s looked like here in the Pacific Northwest. And, it was a shame that things changed, but I, listening to what you said earlier about all the promotions everywhere, that independent wrestling sounds really good, and meeting everybody that I met last year was really cool. And if there's any wrestlers that are listening, live your gimmick, or however you want to say it. Come to the arena looking nice. I saw a tag team that went to the ring looking really like they were going to they had on windbreakers and towels and their tights, and they worked, and when they were done, they went back, cleaned up, and put on a suit. For those of you, that's how it was in the old. That's how it was, and that's how to me, and I'm old school, but that's how it should be done. That's my I guess you might say that's my soapbox.
Now, looking at that soapbox, is Daifulo Dabashi standing on it with you? Because I've heard him say that exact same thing numerous times.
Yeah. Even though I've had my run-ins with him, Dabashi, I've had to physically remove him from the ring when I was security before, because if I don't have a if I'm not doing any managing and they need it, I also do security, and I've had to physically take in a couple of them and move. I'm not afraid of them and move them from the ring. And so, but yeah, I agree with him on that. And I was talking to the young guys, and it was sort of funny in a way. I was just sitting around there waiting for things to happen on a Sunday, and I was talking to one guy, and the next thing I know, I got about a half a dozen or more sitting around listening to me talk. Quite interesting, but they were all young kids trying to learn something. So that's what it's all about. You know that as well as I do.
Absolutely. Well, Sarge, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your day to be with us. Thanks again for your service, and thanks for being on today. It was a pleasure. We'll have to do this again in the near future.
Well, you're quite welcome, Brad. The pleasure's all mine. I enjoy it. As you noticed, I'm real bashful. But anyway, anytime you would like to have me on to talk about whatever, you know how to get a hold of me.
Indeed. Well, fans, get out there, support your local independents. Sarge going to be at NWA Blue Collar Wrestling this Sunday, 7611 North Exeter in Portland, Oregon. Get out there, support him, support the NWA. We'll be back with you Sunday afternoon. We have Earl Cooter on the program. Should be an absolutely phenomenal time Sunday. Join us then. We'll talk to you in a couple of days, fans.